Yeah, and Scal, you know, it's interesting. You say everyone's been touched by cancer some way, shape, or form, family member, friend, or an acquaintance, whatever it might be, and everybody's got a story, you know, and so I think that's a very good point. Christine, I wanted to ask you as well. You've already raised, I've checked the website, $200,000. You're getting very, very close to the goal in this virtual race, and people can run anytime, anywhere through October 3rd. But talk a little bit about all the money that is raised and where it really goes to.
The money raised through the Seacoast Cancer 5K goes 100% to the Survivorship and Wellness Program at the Seacoast Cancer Center, both in Dover and in Portsmouth. So Survivorship and Wellness is a program that is normally not covered by insurance, so folks normally cannot afford it, and it's all completely funded through philanthropy. But it helps them deal with the cancer diagnosis through nutrition, through Reiki, through acupuncture, all these different integrative therapies that aren't normally covered by insurance.
And the Cancer Center, went with Douglas Hospital, really did not miss a beat throughout these last 18 months during the pandemic. I know it was tough for some people to get the regular surgeries, the colonoscopies and things that they were supposed to get. I know some people put those off because of COVID-19, but as far as the services, the hospital, you guys were there day in and day out, 24 hours a day.
It's true, Mike. The Seacoast Cancer Center never closed because cancer doesn't stop, and neither do we.
Yeah, it's a great event, and have you heard from some of the runners who said, oh boy, we wish we could have been there in person? Have you heard from a lot of the runners?
We have. We contacted a lot of people beforehand, before we announced it officially, and they were disappointed, but completely supportive of the decision. They totally get it. We're hoping that we'll be back in person in 2022 once this COVID monster goes away, hopefully. And so the runners have come out in support of us.
Yeah. Scal, I know you've been asked to be spokesperson for a lot of different charities, and I know you're very passionate about this particular one, the Seacoast Cancer 5K. It's eighth year. Raised over $2 million, and if you look at the website already, they've raised a couple of $100,000. It's really a passionate community, as we say, about giving back, no doubt, in this area.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, okay, so in my life, I have personally not been touched by cancer. I've known people and everything like that, but it gives you great perspective, and I think that's the biggest thing that I look for when I go to sign up for something or decide to join in. It's like, what kind of perspective can you get, and how can I learn something from the stories that I hear, and how do I become a better person and have more understanding in this world of people that are sometimes my kids complain about certain things at school, and I want to bring perspective to them. Like, you guys have no idea. There's some people out there really battling. And that's a big thing for me, just always understanding that, there are some people out there that are really working hard and really struggling and really in for the fight of their lives. And it kind of takes our problems and nullifies them when you kind of look at it from a bigger, broader perspective.
No, no doubt about that. You bring up a very good point. Perspective is everything in life. Yeah, no doubt about it. We need to be thankful. It's like when the power goes off,
Yeah.
It's like when the power goes off. Yeah. My gosh, we want that electricity. My gosh, yeah. We're speaking to Christine Moore, the Chief of Philanthropy Officer, Wentworth Douglas Foundation from the Wentworth Douglas Hospital in Dover, and Brian Scalabrini, NBC Sports Boston Celtics color analyst, former Boston Hoops favorite, and of course the honorary 5K team captain for the Seacoast Cancer 5K. People can register and Christine, and they can run, walk, jump, dance, anything they want to do for the 5K anytime, anywhere through now until October 3rd. Is that correct?
That is correct. SeacoastCancer5K.org. And we have an online auction that will be open until October 3rd, as well as the raffle tickets, which are the VIP Celtics raffle, still open, courtesy of Brian Scalabrini. We're raffling off an overnight in Boston, tickets to a Celtics game, a photo opportunity with Scal on the parquet floor, dinner, transportation, and a whole load of fun.
Sounds good. Scal, thanks for your work on this, and thanks for your voice on this, the Seacoast Cancer 5K. We appreciate the auction item as well. Thanks for your passion for, raising awareness for this particular race. This is a big one in New Hampshire and Southern Maine, no doubt about it. So thank you for your participation in that. We appreciate your time this morning as well, Scal. Thank you so much.
You got it.
All right,
Mike.
And Christine, people can register for the virtual anytime 5K, SeacoastCancer5K.org. And also, there's a little photo op people can take at the new permanent finish line right by the hospital, right?
Absolutely. We had that finish line repainted back in August, and folks can go have their picture taken. They can start the race there. They can finish the race there. They can put it on social media, anything that helps us get the word out.
Sounds good. SeacoastCancer5K.org. It's the Seacoast Cancer 5K virtual run, going all virtual. Wentworth Douglas Hospital in Dover. Hopefully next year we can come together as a community.